listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live from Las Vegas on a Thursday, broadcasting on 200 plus FSR stations across this great nation. And I got to tell you, this day, we always say sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. I think there's another element to it, why the show has grown so much. And thank you so much for that. It's because the way the wise guys do blank, the way the wise guys think about things, bet games, even we could say eat buffets, of great note, because there's some smart ways to get a lot of food for your buck. Vegas has that fascination. And I think today, and we're joined by our Joe, Jonas Knox in Los Angeles. Jonas, I think today is, if I was putting together, what do they call that? An air check tape, like in the radio business?
Yeah, air check.
Okay. If I was putting together for like a better job, but then it dawned on me today that this show might be it coming up because it's going to touch on just one topic, actually. It's going to touch on like eight different things that I think we do better than anyone. But then it dawned on me, I'm a drive time host on Fox Sports Radio. There is no better job. So I'm at the top. We're at the top of the pinnacle. So we don't need air checks. But I still think today's show is going to touch on some stuff that, let's be candid, most sports shows don't. And it's going to be the way the wise guys do it.
Yeah. And on a day in which people are still reeling from Tom Brady's interview with Howard Stern and many aspects and layers to that, what is the Vegas lead here on this Thursday?
You know, I'm surprised you didn't mention that Kaepernick got signed by the Jets. Did you see that?
Did he really? Okay,
no.
I did not see that.
Okay, yeah. But someone tweeted it with a very well done fake account from SportsCenter, and it started, and Kaepernick was trending for a long time.
Oh man, I love fake accounts. I think they're the funniest thing in the world. I really do.
I haven't seen many that got a guy trending off the fake tweet. It was strong. So that is not true. But to me, the Las Vegas lead is that Mike Lombardi, a friend of the show, made some statements about Tua and then in his injury situation, and then Colin Cowherd responded, and it really has people talking.
Yeah, former NFL executive Mike Lombardi says, quote, two teams I've talked to have flunked Tua Tagovailoa. They flunked him not just on the hip, but also the multitude of other injuries that he has suffered.
All right, so first of all, let's accept the following here, is the reports are getting this wrong. And I understand why. So let's clarify. Lombardi was on his podcast and he said a variation of two teams flunked him. Right? Flunk out of school, flunked him. Okay. Now, there's a term of art, I think you could call it in medicine, which is, hey, he failed the physical. So Jonas, if I say he failed the physical, what do you think? What does that mean to you?
Not good news.
Yeah, but it means that I'm assuming you think, or tell me if you agree, that he physically was there, took a physical, the doctor examined him, and said, nope, you failed the physical.
Yeah, he's not a guy that we want playing for us because physically he can't do it.
Exactly. Or maybe the league, you know, like you can fail physical to even be enter or join the Army. Right. Back in the days of the draft, they would fail the physical. Okay, he can't do it. But flunk, that sounds like fail, but it's not quite that. So what happened was the various reporters that wrote stories about this, a number of them said that Lombardi said he flunked the physical. And then it's like, oh, okay, so the teams examined him and found him to be not healthy. And it's like, no. What Lombardi, and again, I actually DM Mike, and I haven't gotten a reply yet right before the show. is by – I read through, I listened to the pod. What has clearly been said is that two teams took Tua off the board effectively. They disqualified him because of his injury history. So that is a different than failing a physical, obviously. And a lot of people are talking about the failed physical. So the first kind of lesson here is, you know, you got to know what you're talking. And I'm not, I guess I am blaming the reporters a little bit. But if you're writing 30 stories a day, that's just the way the economics are in the journalism business or newspaper business or website business at this point. And in general, kind of double check. I like to get at least, or I like to get two sources on something from, I'm not talking about when I'm reporting. I'm talking about even if I read it in the New York Times, I want to see somewhere else that didn't talk, that isn't referencing the New York Times. And Jonas, you've probably, I mean, I know you've seen this. One article gets written and then in Google News, there's 45 articles, but literally every one references the one article.
Yeah. No, you've got to go back to who originally posted. I'm always a stickler for that. I think if you do the work, you should get the credit for it. Some people, unfortunately, don't follow that same belief.
Well, and it takes extra work, though, to go find who said it originally.
Yeah.
And not only is that being, I think, very fair and generous to the person who did the original work, you want to give them credit on your gigantic national platform on FSR. I get that. But it's even important to make sure, hey, is this someone I trust? Have I found this person to be trustworthy? Is there a second person reporting the same thing? You know, that's the first question. And it's not just, you know, some people will say fake news and that there's like a political agenda. Hey, sometimes there probably is on both sides. But I'm talking about people just missing it, people just being lazy. So if we say, hey, two teams have disqualified Tua, that is a lot less of a story, quite frankly, than that he failed two physicals, right? And people are conflating the two. So let's get that part straight right now. We are straight out of Vegas. I'm RJ Bell. Number two, I think that we have to ask ourselves what this actually means. Meaning the fact that two teams have taken him off the board, disqualified him, it means that that's part of the decision-making for them. They looked at his history, his ankles, his wrist, to his obviously the hip injury, the main one. And then the next question is, are we talking about Tua being limited moving forward forever? You know, like, I think most people believe Teddy Bridgewater physically is not the same quarterback and he won't ever be as he was before. Would you agree that's the assumption, that Teddy's limited?
Since the knee injury, I think that would be the assumption.
And you could make the case that as you get older, at a certain point, you're always going to be less than you were the year before physically, though LeBron, amazingly, and let's give him credit, looked physically better this year than he did last year. You can say that the amount of fitness, the effort level, the diet, that could affect things within reason. But sometimes you get hurt and you're never the same. It's just you're never the same. I don't feel like that's what people are saying about Tua, but rather I think they're saying he's injury prone. So as you hear the discussion, Jonas, do you believe that people are saying, hey, this hip ain't ever going to be the same? Why do you draft a guy when you don't know what he's going to be? Or do you think it's saying, hey, he's brittle, he's going to get hurt a bunch in the future?
Injury prone.
You don't think anyone believes that? You think when he is healthy again, which in theory he would have to be if he's not going to be limited, that person physically is the same player he was in his prime? And again, you might say it's funny to say prime at age 21 or whatever, but you don't think there's any question that he can come back all the way?
No, I think there's a question. I think the hip injury is a big deal. We've seen a lot of careers derailed because of hip injuries. If you want to go to the NBA, Brandon Roy, Isaiah Thomas, there's been guys that have suffered hip injuries that have never been the same. Bo Jackson.
I mean, Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, the most noteworthy one. We saw how that turned out. I just... I'd have major concerns about it. But the problem is you don't know because you're getting these different reports. So I don't know if two teams are telling Mike Lombardi this because they're trying to throw smoke screens out there.
And that's what Colin Cowherd said today.
Yeah.
And that is part of this long narrative is the idea of all the things that you just never can know in life. And what I find so great about this, and it's probably my favorite part of this business, of the media business, of being a sports fan, is on one hand, you got a front row seat to the action, meaning, okay, national championship game, NBA finals, turn on the TV, HD, you got it, right? Awesome. But you also have a front row seat to the game within the game, right? The idea of, and think about really what's at stake when it comes to the game within the game, is it's billions of dollars in the sports world, and it's world fame. The idea that if you look at Belichick, right? He's won, in a way, the business of sports. He's got millions and millions of dollars. He's one of the most famous people, probably one of the 200 most famous people in the world. And if you lose the game, well, we don't even talk about it. We don't remember your name. We maybe never even learned it. And what we know is because the stakes are so high in this business that I'm not sure what the rules are. I think if you don't go to jail, it's probably okay. And you don't go to jail unless you get caught. And if you really think about the stuff in college basketball, for example, and the feds are involved and there might be felonies, it's like literally if every person in the business of sports betting was caught for what they've done in the last 12 months, how many people would go to jail?
Oh, God. That's why I always say whenever there's a scandal in college sports, you know who you never hear from? You never hear from the arch rival of that team because they know if you looked and dig deep enough, they're also doing something funny as well, too.
That's a great point because in 1960, there were election, there was some, shady stuff going on in Illinois, right, with Daley.
Yes.
And then Nixon, they said, why didn't you why didn't you say we need a recount? He goes, well, I didn't want them to look at this state and this state, right? Because he was doing the same stuff. Now, we can laugh about it, and we wish we could wave our hands and everything was on the up and up, but this is the real world.
Yeah.
And, man, you want to talk about cutthroat. So when we talk about making good decisions and we don't know what to trust, well, when there's millions of dollars at stake, you got to really wonder who to trust. If you're just taking things at face value, you're making a big mistake. And maybe that's the biggest lesson, the biggest takeaway that we can share straight out of Vegas, because this is a place where you don't want to take things at face value for sure. So let's talk about decision-making itself, how to make decisions. Because I think the quote from Tannenbaum, he's the former GM, right, with the Dolphins?
Yeah, and Jets.
He said the following quote, it would be irresponsible to draft Tua inside the top 10. So irresponsible. That's saying not only is it a bad decision, it is beyond a bad decision. And to me, it gets to the heart of risk-reward decision-making. Is ultimately, every decision is, what do I have to give and what do I get back? And it becomes more complex, which is, what do I have to give? What do I get back? And what are the chances I do get it back? And what are the chances of other things? It's not always an exchange of here's $10,000, you give me the new car or the car, right? It could be here's $5,000 and you get a 50% chance to get a car and a 50% chance to get nothing. Well, actually, those two equations are exactly the same, right? If the car's worth $10,000, would you pay $5,000 for a 50% chance at it? Well, mathematically, it's exactly equal. Now, we all got our risk tolerance and different things, but think about, and the example I always give with a chuckle is the idea, do you eat the half-price clam chowder the day after? You go to the diner. Yesterday, it was $4. Now, it's $2. What do you do, Jonas?
I'm eating it. I grew up, my family, we were poor. We bought bagged cereal. We didn't get Honey Nut Cheerios sometimes. Sometimes it was Toasted O's. You go to the 50% off rack to where the stuff's going to expire later that day. I grew up that way. I'm good with it.
And But some people grew up that way and say, you know, I grew up that way. Now I've made it. I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah.
Going with the wind style, right? I will not go hungry again. So to me, to say, oh, I don't draft guys that are hurt. It's like, no. Each team has their own tolerance for risk, and each team knows their current situation. If you're a team that thinks they're going to be good in 3 years, like a Miami team, or 2 years, you are more inclined to take some flyers because it won't hurt you now. And if it hurts you now, you know what? You'll get a better draft choice next year. But if you're a team like the Saints that have 1 year, 2 years left maybe with Breeze, you want to take every chance now to be good now and not take chances for future payoff. So each team has their own profile when it comes to those kind of things. And everyone pontificating on Tua, you can't really do it generically.
Yeah.
You have to do it from what is the perspective of this given team.
You can't make qualifiers. Like, this guy is not qualified for my team because of this. Well, I think every circumstance is different. I mean, I think especially when it comes to health, guys heal differently. Guys can play through different sorts of injuries. So I don't think you can make qualifiers on stuff.
Now, I think the teams can, but they can only make them for themselves, right? If you say, I don't want anyone that's ever had a criminal record work for me, I don't think that'd be a good thing for the country if everyone did it, because I think there's got to be redemption. But if someone says, I don't, or maybe it's, I'll hire someone with a criminal record, but not if it's a violent felony. Or maybe they're going to say, I'll hire a violent felony, but I won't let them work with my wife alone. I mean, we all got qualifiers in life, right? I just don't think you can sit as a talking head on TV or a radio host and apply it to all teams.
Right.
At minimum, you can't do that.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, I think we've laid the groundwork of some of the complications of this. Colin Cowherd, right here at FSR, had some strong statements about it, and I quite frankly disagree.
That's coming up next, but first, Straight Outta Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day store pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,600 AutoZone locations. Get in the zone. AutoZone, he's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Outta Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will continue the conversation about the concerns with one Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes, really fun day, and this goes right into the Tom Brady stuff, too, and we've got a few closers on that conversation. That interview was everywhere. I guess the combination of Brady, Stern, and obviously not much else in the sports world happening, at least on the field. This is the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio, up over 100%, double our audience in the last year alone. Why? Because of you. We really appreciate it. Right now in Las Vegas, on the Strip, 60 degrees, and the neon is still off.
So, RJ, the conversation is about Tua Tagovailoa, the stud quarterback out of Alabama, projected to be a top five pick, but there are growing concerns, as being discussed by former NFL exec Mike Lombardi, about his health and his issues going into the draft.
Well, I think in some camps, you're right, Jonas, that groups of people saying major concerns with Tua, but wouldn't you say there's other camps that the video and the release of the video that I think that in the I don't remember every word the draft guys at ESPN said, so I don't want to like say, oh, he said this and he said that, but my sense is that in general there's growing optimism in some camps. Oh, look, Tua is better. Oh, he's 100%. You know, we can wonder if he's durable or not. Wouldn't you say that some people are from that angle too, right?
Yeah, there's people that aren't as concerned and there's people that are. So it's really just sort of a mixed bag of what you feel his situation is going into the draft.
Not to drill down too much, but wouldn't you say, though, that the trend line of concern is steady down with like the McShays of the world. It was like a couple months ago we knew less. Now we've seen the video, so we know more.
Yeah, I felt that way. And then Mike Lombardi and, you know, Tannenbaum come out and say this, and it just it makes me wonder. All right, so who really?
What are the whispers, right?
Yeah,
that's what
like,
you're
like,
wondering.
What's really going on? Yeah,
yeah. Because one thing I know for sure, and this segues into Colin Cowherd talking about this today, is I've listened to Colin for so long, I can tell when he knows something. But he doesn't want, and I'm not sure, I'm not saying I'm 100% on this, but I have a good feeling that he'll say something, he'll be like, huh, he seems to have a strong opinion on that, and he's not really explaining why he's got a strong opinion. That's usually someone told him something, he trusts him. You know, imagine if I say, you know, let's say I know something about Vegas, right? Bellagio's going to do this, it's a big national story, I'm talking to Colin off air. And I say, yeah, that's not going to happen. Here's why. Hey, you can't quote me on that. If he talks about that the next day and is saying, yep, I don't think it's going to happen, but he doesn't say why, he doesn't do that for no reason usually. He usually has a source. He just doesn't want to report it because he can't. So he doesn't act like he knows for sure. He just gives an opinion. And it makes sense, right? If you listen to guys enough, you get a feel of when they have an opinion versus when they know something, they just can't say it.
Right.
And to me, there's a lot of people in the NFL saying things about Tua just that I'm hearing, and I'm not near as connected to the NFL guys like Colin is, that my sense is there's more pessimism in the real world than it's being talked about publicly. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
Now, Colin, though, has been a Tua guy, and we all know that it's human nature. You start to see things. You know, they call it cognitive dissonance, is you see things in a way that it fits your narrative. It fits something you'd be comfortable with, right? So if you have a best friend, your relationship matters so much, and they do something that could be construed as negative towards you, it's going to be hard to look square in the eye and think, huh, this is the person I might trust more than anyone. Or obviously with wives and partners, there's that phenomenon. The idea that some people are acting because they're so scared of adultery or whatever, they're going to be hyper critical. They're going to say, why are you talking to that guy so much? It's like, I'm just talking to someone. And it's like, they're scared, right? But on the other hand, some people that are scared, they don't want to see it. So there's all these, you know, psychological reactions to things. But I think in general, we see things in a way that fits our belief system, because for it not to can be disruptive to your life. And that's not just Colin. It's everybody has that phenomenon. And what he's saying is, yeah, Lombardi, I know him, I like him, but who's telling him this stuff? And what's their agenda? You know something? Colin's right. But I think he's less right in this case than most cases in which he doesn't bring that up. Meaning, if I read a story on website XYZ and it's saying, oh, so-and-so is such-and-such, whatever it is, it can be Belichick is too hard on his players, or it could be Tom Brady really did some wrong stuff. Whatever, it could be either side of the story. Isn't the first question who said? Because most of these stories today, let's be candid, none of them have hardly any quotes on the record. Like all the Patriots stuff we've seen from some great reporters, how many have public quotes in them?
Not many.
I mean, and if they do have public quotes, they are very innocent. Like, so they have a few with names beside them, and then the majority of it, the meat of it, of the story, is all behind the scenes, off the record quotes. So who is providing that information? So I think it's a great thing, and Colin's absolutely right. Whenever you get a report on anything, who said so and why? What's their agenda? Because we've said this many times on Straight Out of Vegas, right here, is if the only time I really believe what someone says is when they say something that's against their interests. If someone's going for a job and they say, you know, I'm not sure I could handle this part of the job, well, I take that seriously because it's not a good thing for him to say or her. But when someone says, you know, My main problem is I care about people too much. Or anything that's some self-serving statement that they say, why believe them? Because there's nothing at stake. I'm not saying they're always lying. I'm saying it doesn't tell you very. So when Tua puts out a video which is edited by his team, do you think if he fell on a certain play, you think they would have kept that in there?
No.
Right?
No.
So, Jonas, you've been, I've often said this, the back office in radio, especially local stations, is one of the most cutthroat businesses I've been around. It's, the stakes aren't particularly high, but the people are, there's some scummy people in a lot of local radio has been my experience. And I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I'm just saying it's kind of an, you know, the business at the local level is trending down. There's a lot of old timers trying to hold on to their, you know, big office. Would you agree there's been some tough, you've been around some cutthroat businesses?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not even, you know, just in radio, but, you know, other businesses in general. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
But people can be very self-serving at times.
Oh, for sure. And the reason I was bringing up radio is that's the majority of your experience.
Right.
And what I would say is that oftentimes if someone's saying something that's for their benefit, then it doesn't make a ton of sense to necessarily believe it. And I think if someone, on the rare occasions, they say something that hurts them, that's probably the time to believe it. And Colin's right. Whoever is telling Lombardi this stuff, there's a chance that they have an agenda. But in my opinion, if someone's talking to a reporter that they have no real relationship with, the chance of them lying to that reporter is so much higher than someone like Lombardi, who has 30 plus years of relationships in the NFL, people that he's not only going to know today, but know in theory in 5 years and 10 years. Don't you think that the odds that you're getting played, if the person who's getting the report is getting played, those odds are much higher if it's a person to a reporter that has no relationship than someone you might have known for 15 or 20 years?
Yeah, I think Mike Lombardi is less likely to get duped than somebody who's reporting on something that covers the NFL from a reporter or writer aspect.
And not only get duped, I think it's less likely the person will have the intent to dupe them because they have that relationship. So,
and also, I think people around the game of football, like if you just talk to anybody who's a former, I've talked to enough former players or coaches, and the things they tell you that turn out to be 100% true well in advance that, you know, you're sworn to secrecy on, or, hey, don't be surprised if this happens. By and large, that stuff is pretty accurate. I mean, that's how it goes.
Because there's more at stake for it. Meaning the person is in a way putting the relationship on the line by saying it.
Yes.
Right? So I think Colin is absolutely right that we should question who told Lombardi this, what's their agenda. And to reset, is Mike Lombardi, former GM of the Browns, friend of this show. He's been in the media. Also, he has a podcast now. He said that two teams flunked Tua. Now, we talked about what flunking means. We think it means, and I'm almost certain, taking off the board as opposed to have it failing a physical, right? And the reason being his physical, Tua's physical status right now. I believe that his injury, his history of it, is a major factor that teams have to discount. And when I say discount, maybe Tua is the second pick if he's 100% healthy. Maybe he's the first. Now, how much do you discount it? So that's interesting, Jones. Let me ask you this question. If you were the GM of a team, where would Tua go if he was 100% healthy? First or second?
First.
So you have him as a 100% healthy,
yeah,
a better prospect than Burrow?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Given your current belief of the injury concerns, as in how much of it is concerned he won't ever be 100% again, how much of it is even if he is, how durable is he, where would you take him?
I would take him second.
Really? So you're saying literally the same place as if he wasn't injured at all?
Yeah, I would take him second.
Wow. Just, why?
Just because I don't know enough about, and I don't know who to, as far as the injuries go, I think it's a concern, but I don't know enough, and we haven't seen enough and heard enough from doctors that don't have, and I don't want to say agenda, but his doctors or people looking at him, to where it can throw me completely off him altogether. I think the gap between him and number three is closer than a lot of people would say. There's a lot of people that are down on Justin Herbert.
Now, remember, not just quarterbacks here. There's other players you could draft.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were talking about just quarterbacks.
No. I'm saying okay. If you were a GM, and let's say that if you decided to take him number two, then the game's over. But let's say that you didn't take him at two, would you take him at three? Would you take him at four? So if you were a GM in every position, where's the first position you would take Tua?
Right now, I would take him at four or five.
Okay. So you would say second quarterback, there's some non-quarterbacks I'd take first, but not many.
Yeah, not many. Top five, 100% top five for Tua.
But your answer when you misunderstood the question, I didn't explain it fully, actually says something very interesting too. There's two ways to not know. Number one is to know the opposite. I know he's hurt, and then I got to figure out what that means. And number two is not knowing, meaning if there's uncertainty, you have to discount for that too, right? So if you have one guy you're thinking of hiring for a job and you know everything about him and you are sure it's true, and the other guy you know 90% is true and 10% he says but you haven't verified. If the two guys are tied, you take the guy that you know everything with certainty. You have to discount for uncertainty. And to wrap up the Colin Cowherd part of it is I think he's right, but I think the same thing he's saying about you got to wonder about the sources. What is their agenda? You should say about every story in the media, and we don't often do that. So to me, or we do, straight out of Vegas, most media doesn't. So I think it's unfair to say, oh, in this case, let's really spend time. I don't know about unfair. I don't think it's particularly the way to think about it by saying we should really wonder about Lombardi's sources. What's their agenda? I think we should say that about everything. And quite frankly, more times about reporters and what they're saying, not so much their agenda, though that might be the case too, but rather the agenda of their sources. Lombardi's sources are, as far as I can see, people he's known in the league, and you would think the truth between them is going to be greater than the truth with a reporter that most people don't have true relationships with. Let's talk about the last piece of this puzzle, which is statistics and the idea that Colin was throwing out some stats about injuries and how statistics can lie.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we will continue the NFL conversation here on a Thursday. I want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day store pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,600 AutoZone locations. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Dana White is a master communicator. He's a master brander. In that little 20-second clip, he did two things that were really strong. One, he said, I got a call from the highest powers to be at ESPN and Disney. So what he's saying is that the only people that could dictate to me are so high up. I mean, it's like they're in the clouds. And, oh, by the way, I'm important enough that that's who I'm talking to. And then he said they told me to stand down, which means he's like a warrior out there fighting for the fans. But only those people up in the clouds could dictate to him. And they told him, stop working so hard for the fans.
Yeah.
You hear that? See, it's all implied. I mean, that's real. If you read the books on persuasion and influence, it's like he is a master at it. We should actually have little segments that we take Dana White's statements and break them down like that because because they affect us all. Like the way things are said. So, and this is something, again, the President Trump, no matter what your political beliefs are, is a strong. He's very strong in his ability to convey things the way he wants them to be conveyed. Now, obviously, some people like what he says, some people don't. But Dana White, and a lot of it has to do with strength. And Dana White never – I mean, he just did something very weak, right? In a way, you could – at least you could say it was weak, meaning you could say, wait a minute, isn't that the Dana White that was talking about islands? He was buying islands? And, you know, he, and it's like, well, why aren't you doing it now? Oh, someone told you not to. I thought you ran the company. See, there's a different way you could spin that, and he understood that. And the way he spun it, he came out of it looking stronger for not doing what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, like right. Basically, look at what it took to get me to not
exactly.
Be able to come on a fight. Yes.
Exactly. All right, speaking of strength, when we come back, we're going to finish up about with Colin and talk only about, to finish the story, how numbers can lie. And some of the Colin's numbers or numbers Colin's used, I don't think they tell the story. And Tom Brady and his family. I got something that's probably going to be controversial to say.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. So the discussion here on the show has been about Tua Tagovailoa and concerns heading into the draft about his health.
And the last piece is the easy piece. Numbers sometimes lie. And it's really about whose perspective that it's being shared with. So I'll give you an example today. So Colin, being a Tua guy, was talking about the following. Well, Tua's missed 4 games in 2 years. That's statistically, is that injury prone? And it's like, well, when one of those injuries would have had you out for like 9 months, and the fact it happens with only 1 game to go, right, is yeah. Obviously if you have a catastrophic, career-threatening injury and it only counts for 1 game in the stats, then probably isn't the right stat to use. And that's – listen, everyone that debates, everyone that has a position tries to manipulate the numbers in a way that's truthful, hopefully, but – is making your case. So always want to get, you know, in in the casino business, and if you watch the movie Casino, they talked about the count room, right? So in any gambling related business, you always hear, I want the first count. Usually money is split up by percentage. You get 20, you get 30, but whoever gets that first count has control, because you know, it happens sometimes that first count isn't always accurate. But if every number that comes after it stems from that first count, well, you can take your third off the top, let's say, and now you're splitting up the other two thirds, but everyone else thinks you're splitting up 100%. With criminals, that tends to happen a lot. Well, you want to be the person who looks at the first raw data. And if you're getting stats, because actually if you legitimately use stats in a way that is fair to yourself and everyone, stats never lie, right? They're going to tell you what they represent, but they can be skewed in a way that they're given the wrong impression. And just like in a casino, you want the first count, you want to be the guy that is putting the stats together, because then you know the truth behind them. If all you get's the end result, it can be very deceiving, Jonas.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, what do they call it, confirmation bias?
Yes.
Like, if you go in and find a stat, like if I, and I know this when I try and pick games, if I go into with an idea about how I believe a game is going to go, I'm only looking for stats that back up my argument. Even if something flies in the face of it, that's why I'm a bad gambler, I still only go with the facts that back up my argument.
And what I would say is, when I go at Fezzik so hard, he's on the show tomorrow, it's because I know most gamblers, myself included, we have that tendency to think of things our way. So you want someone pushing back. Hey, last thing, Brady and the family stuff. I thought it was amazing how forthcoming he was. But all the talk I'm hearing since, Jonas, of, well, we all know that with Tom, the most important thing is his relationship with his wife and his kids. It's like, don't we probably not know that?
In that
any great person in any field will, when he finally retires, will say, you know something, I loved what I did, but, you know, I miss some softball games. I miss, and it doesn't mean he doesn't love his kid. It, you know, every, like, do you think Bill, you think Bill Belichick, let's go to the flip side of Brady, is thinks that his kids, yeah, their his kid's life is the most important, or his health, but if it comes to that picnic or not, isn't the difference between guys that seem to win and guys that don't is the guys that win usually skip the picnic.
you're willing to turn your back on certain things as long as it benefits your career and yourself.
And in a way, we don't want to be the kids of those people, but isn't this country the country that exalts that kind of decision, that ruthlessness, that we say, yeah, I bet his kids suffered, but hey, he won us a title. Whoever said that my NFL team, I hope my coach spends more time with his family this offseason. I know we didn't make the playoffs this year, but you know what's important, Jonas? The family.
Absolutely. We are straight out of Vegas. We will be back tomorrow for a full Friday here on FSR, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And you can always listen to the show on the iHeart Radio app.
Straight out of Vegas!